over the weekend, John, my girlfriend Taryn had an embarrassing situation, and she did say I could tell this story. So I have her blessing to relay this embarrassing incident on Saturday. She has, she's in radio and hosts a show, and she had one of those events where, like us, where we're out on the road doing something. And she is 6 months pregnant. In fact, we are due 3 months from tomorrow on the 22nd of August. So she's 6 months pregnant and everything that goes along with that. So she's got pregnancy pants and she's got the great bump going. And so for the event on Saturday at this mobile phone place, she's wearing a full-length dress, like a nice summer dress kind of thing. Goes all the way to the ankles. Well, being 6 months pregnant and everything, she thought she'd be as comfortable as possible and went without underwear. You know, because sometimes with the bump and the underwear, it's just she didn't want the lines and whatever. The girls make those decisions. I guess sometimes you just go free and easy.
I went without underwear when I was at DeWard and Bodie on Saturday. Yeah, it was warm, you know how I feel.
It happens. It happens. And so she's thinking, I'm wearing a shoulder to ankle dress. How can this be so bad? I got full coverage. Well, part of the deal with the promotion is they had one of the Evergreen Speedway's race cars there. And, you know, they've got they're like second-tier NASCARs, you know what I mean? They're not the big NASCAR cars, but they're still NASCAR cars. And they had one there with the driver and the crew and all that kind of stuff, and you know how that goes. And they said, you know, it would be great is if we took a picture of Taryn in the race car. And she said, sure, I'm up for that. So well, everybody,
those are tight quarters.
Everybody
in,
gathered
though.
Around. Yeah, I kind of
going through the window.
The part
on those
I thought
deals?
The part I thought would be difficult was with being 6 months pregnant, climbing into one of those little cockpit seats. You know, that's gonna be hard to get down in there. It's hard for anybody.
Does the door even open?
No.
Yeah,
the door does not open. No. So everyone gathers around for the photo opportunity, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear, and I have to step up over the door and into the car. And the guy's like, the best way to do this, the best way to do this is to just put one leg over the door into the seat and then, you know, kind of grab the hood of the car and with one hand on the steering wheel. And then you can, well, I take the steering wheel off, but the dashboard or whatever. And then you kind of lift yourself up, pull the other leg over and get in there. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm not wearing underwear. And so with the dress down below, you know, kind of below her knees, and it's kind of a huggy dress kind of thing, she's got to pull it up past her knee a little bit to get her leg up over the door. Well, you know, she's got a hold of the front of the dress and the back of the dress and has it kind of pinched above her knee. Well, and when it gets to the point of lifting your leg up over and then you have to kind of reach in and grab the dashboard and then the hood of the car, she's got to let go of the dress at some point.
Yeah.
And then it's like for a second or so there.
Something's going to.
And she's, you know, 6 months pregnant. So it's not an easy kind of up and over and into the car. And then, after, you know, some okay pictures and smiles and everybody, oh, that's cool. And she's just sitting there just sweating going, I know that somebody got that, you know, got a full look at that. And so then she's got to climb back out of the damn car. And it's the same thing.
Same
kind of deal. And everybody's, you know, how's the pregnant girl going to climb through the window of the race car? Not thinking that she's got nothing on underneath this dress.
Let's take a can opener to this car right now and make it easy on me, okay? Yeah.
Sure, I'll take a picture in the car. Oh, the door doesn't open.
Oh, God.
So I just laughed at it. I loved it. I thought that was a funny story.
I give her credit for going through it.
Bailed on that. With the baby, I'm not going to fit in there anyway.
But then you have to say you're not wearing underwear. Eject, and that's kind of weird to say.
And then you back off and say no.
To tell everybody you're not wearing underwear and then, right.
She went through with it.
Those things are rough to get into.
Yeah, they are.
I think of those little sprint cars that you and I have gotten into.
And it's impossible. For me, a guy my size, you could fit in it easy.
Not easy.
Well,
no, you're contorting your body. Even I don't care.
Well, getting into them is one thing. Fitting in one of them is, you know, I can imagine you fit in one okay. I really don't.
Yeah, but once you get in there, then
I don't even need a seatbelt.
You don't even want to leave.
And I'm wedged into that
thing.
You don't
want to leave because you don't want to have to go through that the contortion.
Oh, and the climbing back out of it. It's like, that guy is the most unflexible dude I've ever seen.
Oh, well.
Try doing it 6 months pregnant.
6 months pregnant is a lot worse.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, well, she's, you know, still going out there doing appearances and trying stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Give her credit for doing that.
No.